Alrighty, dude, you guys are awesome. I didn't even get a chance to shake hands with everybody, but let's start with a word of prayer if we could. We're going to pray for a 6-8 church there in Vancouver, Washington. They didn't have any specific prayer requests, but we do want to lift them up in prayer, and we know what it means to be a church and to be a family, and we're going to pray for them today. 6-8 Church in Vancouver, Washington. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for your word that you've provided it to us. Thank you for the blessings of gathering together to listen to your word, to be touched by your word, to meditate upon your word, Lord. We want to lift up 6-8 Church in Vancouver. And Lord, I pray that you would be with them, be with their band, and be with their speaker. I pray that you would work out any of the technical details that sometimes can come up, Lord, but just bless them today. Help them to be a light in Vancouver to spread your word. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. So I did a dangerous thing the other day. Anybody guess what the dangerous thing was? I looked at the news. That can be a very dangerous thing, right? As you're in the Christmas spirit and you're looking forward to the new year, you flip upon a news site and it tells you what the trending articles are. One of them was titled, and you know, this is the internet age, so titles used to be short and sweet. Now they're like a full sentence, and they have keywords in it. The first one I saw was, a highly immune, evasive Omicron variant is quickly becoming dominant in the U.S. as it doubles weekly. That's not very good news, is it? The second one I saw said, stocks fall to end Wall Street's worst year since 2008. S&P 500 finishes 2022 down nearly 20%. Anybody thinking about retirement? Might want to add on a few years. But I looked at that for a picture of what we fear. You know, the internet news is all about clickbait. It's all about, how do we get as many eyes looking at us as we can. But if we look at our own lives, what are the things that we fear? What keeps us awake at night? And this is the interactive part. So what keeps us awake at night? Parents' health. My mom and dad are at a new assisted living place. Long story short, but we ended up moving them over Thanksgiving. Over Christmas, that came to mind. Parents' health. Somebody else. What do we fear?
Relationships.
Yep. Potential broken relationships. The mending of those, we want those to be mended. We gather together at Christmas time and Thanksgiving, and we have a desire for those relationships to flourish and to not be broken. So we got relationships, we got parents' health. What else? Children's safety and happiness. Definitely. I think about, I've been to several school board meetings over the past year too, and I worry about their education. I fear their education. What else? Yeah, job, finances. I know one of the big high-tech employers around here is going through some. I don't know if layoffs is the right word, but it's definitely some let-goes and some changes there. What about uncertainty? Uncertainty or the unknown, does that ever bring you fear? Think so. What do we think is going to happen with our economy? What's going to happen in the political realm? What's going to happen to our freedoms as Christians as we move forward into 2023? What do we do? What is it that gives us strength and courage in those moments? Where does that come from? I chose this passage because our memory verse corresponds to it. Joshua 1, verse 9. Still, don't flip it over yet. It says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. The Lord is with you wherever you go. How does remembering that help us when we face these fears? It's something we're going to go into today. So as we look at that verse, as we look at, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? You know, this was written to Joshua. Does it apply to us today? I think it does. And what does it mean that God is with us? Is God enough to help us through these situations? Is God powerful? Is God ready to, is he after our, does he love us? Where is he when we look at the culture today? He's still with us. Let's look at Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. If you all could turn there, stand in honor of reading God's word. What we'll do is we'll read through it. I'll let you all sit down, so I'm telling you early. And then we'll kind of walk through the text. Joshua chapter 1, starting in verse 1, and we'll go to verse 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. Verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, just as I promised to Moses. From the wilderness in this Lebanon, as far as the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Verse 6, be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Verse 9, let's say it together. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let's open up in prayer. And dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word and how it's living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. We pray that you may give us discernment today as we examine this passage in the book of Joshua and as we aim to learn how we can be strong and courageous today. We pray this in your Son, Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. I even had it right there. You may be seated. I was not going to forget that time. Joshua 1:1. So it starts out with a phrase. What is that phrase? After the death of Moses. Why do you think that the author put that in here? It's kind of an obvious question. Moses died. Who was Moses? Moses was a leader of the nation of Israel, of the Hebrews. He was vastly important to them. End of Deuteronomy says that there was not a leader before him, and there not be a leader after him. 40 years prior to this, so 40 years prior to where Joshua is, after the death of Moses, 40 years prior, Moses led God's people out of the land of Egypt and towards the land of promise. Some of you may remember the 10 plagues and how Moses led them out of Egypt. So they had many people had seen the miracles of God under the leadership of Moses. What happened was that they came out of the land of Egypt. God delivered them through the Red Sea. And Moses They traveled up to the promised land. If you think about the Sea of Galilee, and then you have the Jordan River, and then you have the Dead Sea down below. They're at that brink. Moses has brought them to the brink. Again, this is 40 years prior. Moses brought them to the brink of the promised land. And we read in Numbers 13 that 12 spies were sent out. They spent 40 days in the promised land. What do you think they came back with? Anybody remember the story? There's giants in the land. We can't possibly beat them. We're grasshoppers in their eyes. They had fear overtaking their emotions. That's a lot of times what fear does. It floods our mind. It prevents us from thinking clearly, prevents us from thinking on God's word. The 10 of them came back with. 12 spies were sent into the land. 10 came back and said, there's no way we can defeat these people. They're giants. We're like grasshoppers to them. They're going to stomp us under their foot. Yeah, it's a great land, but no. What do we need to do? We need to go back to Egypt. That's the most logical thing to do. We saw that God had delivered us through all these things, and they come out of the promised land. It's a good and great promised land. God had said that he's giving it to them, and they said, nope, we're going to let fear reign the day, and we're going to say, no. At least back in Egypt, we had food. At least back in Egypt, we had a set schedule. At least back in Egypt, we had places to stay, food to eat, work to do. They were comfortable in Egypt. It may not have been good, but they were comfortable. They wanted to go back. They even started, I almost said they started a riot, but maybe they tried to start a riot. They said, hey, let's get somebody else. Let's take away Moses. Even though we saw what he all did, God did through him. Let's elect somebody else to lead us and do what? Go back to Egypt. They wanted to go back to Egypt. There was comfort there. At least they knew what to expect. 12 spies got sent out. 10 spies came back with a bad report. 2 spies had courage. Joshua and Caleb. The Joshua is the Joshua here in our passage today. Joshua and Caleb came back and they pleaded with the people. This is Numbers 13, verse 7. Joshua and Caleb said together, it could be Numbers 14. Joshua and Caleb said together, the land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. Wow, that made noise. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us. Who's going to give us the land? The Lord's going to give us the land. A land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord. And do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. How do we conquer fear? You face it. You recognize that the Lord is with us. Whatever it is that 2023 brings to you, I pray that you have strength and courage so that you may do what God wants you to do in this coming year. God has plowed the way. God has prepared the works that we should walk in them. Let us not forget that. There's going to be times in this coming year where as Christians we will be ridiculed. We see that going that way in our culture, in our schools. We're not the popular people. Not sure we ever were, but it was a little bit different back in my day. And I'm not that old. Are we going to be comfortable in this coming year? There's a lot of things that can drive us to fear. We always need to remember this memory verse and other verses to give us strength through the year. So they pleaded, Joshua and Caleb pleaded with the people. This is a good land. Remember, God has promised it to us. God has given this to us. Alas, the crowd was not convinced. And they spent the next 40 years wandering in the wilderness. They spent, the spies spent 40 days in the promised land spying it out for their disbelief and for their fear, succumbing to their fear. God said, 1 year for every day that you are in the promised land, you shall wander in the desert. That's 40 years. He told them straight up, 40 years, you're going to wander in the desert. Anybody above the age of 20, you're not going to see the promised land. You're not going to enter into the promised land. We see later that Moses did see the promised land, but they're not going to enter into it. They're not going to enter into God's rest. Joshua 1:2 says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Again, we talked a little bit about the importance that Moses had to the Israelite people. It says, Moses, my servant, is dead. The time where Christ was honored in our public square is gone. As I talk to different people, there's not a lot of Christians serving in public office. There's not a lot of Christians at my workplace. Are we to have fear and to not say anything? Are we to have fear and to succumb to the spirit of the age? No, we're to be strong and courageous. Moses, my servant, is dead. That's an abrupt statement of fact. I like how God says that. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, this is what you're to do. Therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. God made a promise to Abraham many, many years ago. He promised them, to him, descendants and a land. This is that fulfillment of that promise. The Israelites failed the first time when Moses brought them to the land. Now Joshua brings them back to that, could be that very same spot. And the people, the 20 years and younger at the time, 40 years ago, they're 60-ish now. And they no doubt remember the things that the Lord did. And that what the Lord has done with them as they're wandering in the wilderness. They remember the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud by day. They knew that it was time to get up and move when that pillar up and moved. This is where they stand today. They stand on the precipice of the Jordan. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them. Do the people of Israel need courage right now? No doubt they remember the stories that their grandparents told them about. There's giants in the land. Do you think? I wonder. You know, did the youngins at the time? Do you think that they were telling the stories of that, of what Joshua and Caleb said? Reminding their kids and grandkids that, you know, this is the land that God will give us. Or do you think that, you know, quite possibly some of them were afraid? Some of us are probably afraid as we look into 2023. 2020 was a heck of a year. We're glad to be done with that. We were all glad to have 2021 start, right? And then 2021 kind of turned into a whopper of a year. And then we were glad for 2022. And then we looked back and what happened in 2022. Okay, we're at the precipice of 2023. Lord, what are you going to challenge us with next? How are we to be strong and courageous? The people of Israel needed to muster up. They did not need to muster up their own strength for themselves to defeat the inhabitants of the land. They needed to remember that the things that God had prepared for them are not things that they're going to do in their own strength. We are weak vessels. We fully understand that, you know, unless the Lord goes before us, there's no hope. We need to remember that. The people of Israel needed to remember that. From a human perspective, the people of Israel were entering a hostile land. When we leave these doors today, would you call that a hostile land? I think so. I think so. Just say a few words in the name of the Lord at your workplace. I've only been called into HR once. Maybe by the end of the year, I'll say I'll be called into HR a number of times. I'm not sure my wife would like me to do that, though. The land is going to be given to them. Who's going to give it? The Lord. The Lord is going to give us the land. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10, the 10 verse, talks about how we are to walk in the paths that the Lord has prepared for us. Our job in 2023 is to not think of a million ways that we can be strong and mighty for the Lord. But we need to find those places where God has prepared the path for each individual, each of us. The things that God has called me to in 2023 may look different than what God's called you to do in 2023. Is he going to call us to do something? I think he is. As individuals and collectively as a church. What's that Joshua 1:9 say? Be strong and courageous. There's some parallels that I want us to think about. I thought that this was really cool. This is really cool. And you're almost, I know some of you have been itching to flip that piece of paper over. So not yet. Not yet. Just, is the temptation there yet? How many of you have cheated and already looked at the other side? Okay, I know Michael did. I know some of us did already. Some of us were looking at our neighbor's piece of paper, so we didn't have to flip it over. It's like, come on. There's some parallels that we need to recognize in this Joshua 1 passage. Moses is a picture of the law. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. It's through the book of Leviticus and the wanderings through the desert that God gave the Levitical law, the sacrificial system. Moses is a picture of the law. The conquered promised land is a picture of heaven. The promised land is the gift of God. God has promised in the end to create a new heavens and a new earth. That's our promised land. It's a gift of God. 40 years ago, the people thought that the promised land needed to be defeated through their own strength. Today, if you were to do a man on the street question and ask people, you know, how do you think that people get to heaven? Well, you got to be a good person. You can't be like so-and-so. You can't have killed anybody. What does Jesus say? Jesus said, well, if you even have a bad word for your brother, it's as good as if you have killed them. We all need the Lord. We cannot enter the promised land. We cannot have a right relationship with God without admitting that we are sinners and we have a need for Jesus. Amen. Joshua is a picture of Jesus. Joshua was leading them through. The promised land will be given to them through Joshua's trust in the Lord. We will be able to enter heaven, and we may be able to have a relationship with Christ now because of our trust in the Lord. Not because of our own strength, not because of what we can do, not what we can bring to Jesus, but because of what he has already done. That's where we need to have our strength and our courage come from. Okay. Now's the time. Take your sheet of paper. You can flip it over. This was really cool. I hadn't seen this before in the book of Joshua, but if we were just to look at verses 5 through 9, there's some repeated words. If you go through Scripture, repeated words are very important. What words do you see there just off the top of your head? What are the words that you see? Courageous, be strong. Book of the law. Be careful. I will be with you. So if we look at it, the first thing that popped to my mind was be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong and courageous. It says that in three times in what, the span of three or four verses. That's something that we need to clue into. Be strong and courageous. And as I got looking at it, I was like, wait a minute. What does it say at the very beginning? Have I? Yeah, well, verse 9, yeah. Have I not commanded you be strong and courageous? The author is bringing that point to the very forefront. This is all God. This whole chapter, or this whole section, through verse 2 all the way to 9, those are God's words. This is God talking to Joshua. And he says, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Verse 5, just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Do we see that phrase somewhere else in 5 through 9? Where is it? It's at the end, right? The very end of verse 9. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Okay. Now we begin to think of things. We say, okay, we have be strong and courageous 3 times in the middle of this 5 through 9. What do we see at the beginning? God will be with you. What do we see at the end? God will be with you. It's like a sandwich. You know, you have a good hamburger with a gluten-free bun, and then you have the hamburger in the middle. What's in the middle? That's the meat. That's the point. That's the point. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Let's jump down to that blue section, verse 8. You see how we're building the sandwich? This is called a chiastic structure. It's the dollar word for the day. Go to the middle, verse 8. God is speaking to Joshua. He says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. This book of the law shall what? Not depart from where? But you shall meditate on it day and night, not just on Sundays. If we go out from the middle, go out from there to the green, okay, the word of the law is to be in Joshua's mouth. He shan't forget it. What does that do? Being careful to do all according to the law in the upper part and the lower part, so that you may be careful to do all that is written in it. For you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Go out another layer. We're kind of at the pickles and the lettuce. You know, be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. At the end, have I not commanded you? This is almost like God is pleading with Joshua. Have I not commanded you? Remember this. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. You're not like grasshoppers before these people. You're not weak and struggling before the people who don't believe in Christ yet. We are to be strong and courageous and proclaim his word in a society that needs to know him. How does that happen? Oh, well, we need to remember something else. Let's get to the hamburger buns. You know, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. So I will be with you. And at the end, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. At the very edge, we see all the days of your life, all time. God was going to be with Joshua. And all places, God was going to be with Joshua wherever he went. What's the root of that? What is the point? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Do you think that God was trying to communicate that his word is important? I think he was. If Joshua was telling them that it was important to memorize, meditate, or mutter, it's like that word, on his given word, do we think that it's important for us today? It does. I ran into a blank piece of paper. Where else do we hear, when we think of God being with us always, can you think of any scripture in the New Testament? What is it? Matthew 28, the Great Commission. I don't have my Bible with me. This is embarrassing. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Someone read that for us loudly. I'll pick it up right here. I would say it, but a little bit of a story. Side story. This is for free. The importance of memorizing scripture. So my nephew was getting married. I have some family in the Philadelphia area. And so they were getting married, so we came out, and like they wanted to have me do the prayer before the food at the rehearsal dinner. So I get up there, and I'm talking about, you know, how it's marriage is such a beautiful thing, and you know how it's the coming together, and so I figure, you know, I'll read John 3:16. How many of us know John 3:16? How many of us know John 3:16 when you get on a diatribe in front of let's say 50 other people? So I started out great. I was like, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him shall have eternal life. I missed a part in there, didn't I? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. You know, I like talking about the Lord, and I like letting people know that they need to accept God. And here I am, prime opportunity with my East Coast family and friends, and I forget the bad news. Here I am thinking, oh, okay, I'm all good. I'm going to knock this out of the park. And then I come back to the table, and Mindy and Beckett and probably my daughter, they all look at me and they say, you completely messed that up. Okay, anyway, that was a diversion. Matthew 28. Jesus came and said to them, said to the disciples. Put us back in context. This is Joshua. We're looking at Joshua being with them as they enter the promised land. All the days of their life, wherever they go, God will be with them. Jesus says, Matthew 28, 18 to 20, this is a great commission, all authority has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Is this concept that God is with us always, does this translate from the book of Joshua to today? It does. It does. When we come across, when we encounter those fears that no doubt will come in 2023, we need to remember that Jesus has promised to always be with us, even to the end of the age. And we need to remember this Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you. We also need to look at the structure of this 5 through 9, and we need to look at it in verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. This is where our strength comes from. Our strength comes from the Lord. He is the one that's going to fight our battles in 2023. He's the one that's going to do it. How do we remind ourselves of that? We have wonderful tools for us in iPhones and Android phones and tablets. And how many of us get into a conversation and we just like, oh, there's a scripture verse. Hang on. Don't say anything. Halt the conversation. Pull out my phone. Go to Google. Okay, where does God say that? Oh, it's right. No, sorry. Hang on. That tells us a completely different point. Oh, here it is. Okay. John 3:16. And we misquote it because we're like me. How often do we actually do that? Pull out our phones and look up a verse? I hope we do it more than I think we do. But I think that we don't do it as much as we should do. What's the best? What if it's in our mind, if we've been meditating on it, those verses can come just like that, right? We don't have to, we should memorize scripture enough so that it just flows out of us. Does it take work? It does. But if it was important enough for God to tell Joshua to meditate on his word, then I think it's important for us to meditate on God's word as well. Flip it back over. There's a tool. We're going to be memorizing scripture this year. And the website or the app that will help support us in this is called Fighter Verses. So there's a Fighter Verses app. There's a Fighter Verses, I believe it's .com. You can look for that. And it will tell us, it's kind of a guided scripture memory. To starting today is Joshua 1:9. Starting next week is another verse. Bobby will introduce that, not necessarily as part of a sermon, but as part of our announcements. And what we're to do during the week, and collectively, we can encourage each other, you know, let's be memorizing this scripture. Maybe I come into the church on Thursday for one of the meetings, and I say, hey, Pastor Bobby, haven't I commanded you, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you. We can use that as a greeting to one another. You can go to fighterverses.com and you can see there's a whole list for this year. Let's start with this one, Joshua 1:9. There's an app that goes down with it. You do have to pay a little bit for the app, but I've been using it for years and it's so helpful. There's a number of things there. And can I steal yours? Thank you, sir. So these are some screenshots that I took last night. Joshua 1:9. There's some tools on here that can kind of keep our attention. You can mark if it's memorized. There's a blog that goes with it. There's quizzes. If you go on to the next slide, there's a quiz level 1 of 5. I'm going to give away your sheet because I don't think you guys got one. But you can tap on it and it'll fill in the verses. You can there's another quiz where you can type in the first letter of that missing word. All these things are just designed to help you memorize scripture. There's a scripture song that goes along with it. In fact, there's 2 scripture songs most weeks that goes along with it. And it will sing the scripture verse to you. Do you ever get a song stuck in your head? Sometimes we really don't want it stuck in our head, but depending on what it is. But, you know, if we listen to that scripture, if we listen to the reading of that scripture, if we write it out, you notice there's some blank lines at the top of that page. Write out the scripture. Spend a little bit of time every day just meditating on that scripture. As you go about your way, as you go into your workplace, as you go into leisure time, as you go into work with your kids or go to the post office or go to the grocery store, just mutter that verse. Meditate on that verse. God will give you, you know, opportunities to share that verse, or he'll show you things that maybe you hadn't thought of before. But we need to be in God's word. We need to be memorizing scripture so that when we encounter those fears, so that when we get in front of those 50-some people, so that when we get in front of, you know, our good friends over coffee and they ask a question about, you know, what's life all about, then the Holy Spirit can use us and go to the toolbox, grab that scripture, pull it to your mind, and you can use it. It's such a fulfilling thing to realize that it's not all on us. We are to have the book of the law. We are to have scripture memorized and have it not depart from us. God will give us strength and courage through that. I can have strength and courage because I know that God is with me. What's the difference between going into battle just you and yourself and knowing that, no, it's not just me. There's a church behind me. There's God who is for us. If God is with us, who can defeat us? If God has called you to something special in 2023, go forward in that. It's not what you do that's going to make the day, but it's your trust in God that will enable you to be strong and courageous. He is the powerful one. He is the mighty one. Our job is to just go forward and walk in that. trusting in him, you know, repeating scripture in our minds, God will bring that forth in our conversations. That was kind of the end. There's a lot that's going to happen in 2023. We don't know. The unknown is before us. Let's not be in fear. Let's rely on the Lord. Can we pray? Okay, let's pray. I completely lost all my thoughts, so bear with me. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for this day. Help us to be strong and courageous in this coming year. Help us to leave this room, this church building, your people here. Help us to depart and to be challenged to memorize your word. Lord, may we remember Joshua 1:9, where it says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Lord, may we remember that you are with us. And Lord, may scripture be on the tips of our tongues as we encounter 2023 and the uncertainty that comes with it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.